98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
This morning, our guest is the star of this year's Brown Thomas Christmas ad. You may hear him whimper in the background. Oh. It is Bobby the Dachshund and his owner, Gillian Henderson. Bobby and Jill, good morning. Thanks for coming to see us.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Oh, we are great. And how are you and how is Bobby?
He's grand. He chased about 6 squirrels through Stephen's Green Park.
Oh. Just a standard Thursday morning for Bobby. Jill, we're going to direct Bobby's questions to you this morning, if that's okay. But if he feels like, you know, jumping in, he can do that.
He's more than welcome.
He's more than welcome. Lots of licks on the face. How did this whole Brown Thomas campaign come about?
Well, Bobby has an agent.
Stop it.
I'll disclose. So he's 8 years old. And I think when he was about 3, a company called Urban Paws came to Ireland. So they're Urban Paws Ireland. Mm-hmm. And I just... filled in the application form and he has been accepted and kind of, I suppose, during that time COVID hit and things like that, but he is also the host of the Sausage Social in Dublin.
He's a star.
And we have wrapped up 7 years of doing that. So he kind of has a very strong community of sausage dogs.
Yeah, sausage dog fans.
So kind of all of those things combined, and Brian Thomas went through the agent and I got a message in August asking, would Bobby like to be part of Brian Thomas's campaign? And it was really that.
So no audition, because I kept thinking, was there like a George's House, is X Factor style, Croft situation?
No, oh God, I think you would have failed. We did a little kind of video of him, sit, stay, give the paw, to the extent of all his tricks, that's it. I think he won on his cuteness.
Absolutely, yes. He's adorable. He is so adorable. Thanks. One of the photos as part of this campaign, Bobby's sitting in front of a lovely big plate of food.
Mm-hmm.
How did Bobby manage to, you know, restrain himself?
Oh, there you go. His little whimper. Oh, he was like, he didn't get to eat it.
Was it the word food, Bobby?
I think he has a bit of PTSD. He managed to eat most of a cheese board one evening on us.
Okay.
And he got rightly told off. And yes. I think he has PTSD now.
Okay.
So he was like, that was the easiest scene nearly to capture. But the scenes of him walking on the lead.
You can hear him chatting away.
He's chatting away.
What do you want to say, Bobby?
Bobby, are you a star?
Bobby, are you a star?
Yes.
Yes, he's saying yes.
He's so vocal. It's brilliant for radio.
And tell me now, were there many outfit changes for Bobby in the Brown Thomas Christmas ad?
He had a gorgeous red Christmas jumper.
Mm-hmm.
Red is definitely his colour. And he had a barber coat.
Wow.
Collar, lead, and a velvet red velvet dicky bow.
Adorable. Did Bobby get to keep anything from his shoot day?
No.
No, fair enough.
Okay, so we won't see Bobby around Dublin in a barber jacket.
He had to sign them out, a paw print, to rent them for the day. Yeah,
okay.
I love that.
He's trying to get...
Thank you, Bobby.
Bobby's very vocal.
Oh, he's wrecked. This is amazing, because we could be doing this interview going, Bobby's here, and you wouldn't hear a word.
No, Bobby is here having the best time.
In full voice.
You know, when Bobby's out and about now around Dublin, since the ad launched, has Bobby been recognised as the face of Brown Thomas Christmas 25?
Among the sausage dog community.
Yes, okay.
I'm getting sent videos and photographs of other sausage dogs going in to visit the windows.
Yeah.
It was featured, one of their ads, in the Gloss magazine.
Wow.
And there's another magazine out as well recently, which I haven't seen. And then he... like across social media, he is definitely getting recognised. I think people are utterly delighted that it's not AI.
Yes. That
is like a huge thing that they can actually follow it through to his Instagram. But yeah, I think he does get recognised the odd time. But we shall see.
We shall see. Watch that space. I'd say now over the next few weeks, Bobby's only going to get more famous. Your name's in lights, darling.
Yeah.
Gillian, you're a designer yourself with Jill and Jill.
Yes.
Would you ever think of maybe bringing out a line of clothing or accessories for dogs?
The question has been pondered.
Yes.
Jill Deering will very much be no. I speak on behalf of her. No, I suppose been there, done that for the humans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in terms of ethical dog fashion and clothing and stuff like that, I would kind of have a stance on that. So kind of that would be an entire business model itself.
Yeah.
So, but happy to collaborate with any of those brands.
For anyone who wants to follow Bobby on social media or you, what are your social handles?
It's Bobby_Dazzler with two S's. And it is Jill and Jill. J-I-L-L and G-I-L-L.
Bobby and Jill from Jill and Jill. Thank you so much for coming to see us at 98FM's Big Breakfast.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A stunning prize.
Just three words.
And a soundproof boot.
98FM.
Welcome to Thursday's edition of Matchy Matchy. It is always chaotic, it's very glamorous, and it's your chance to win a fabulous prize. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each, and if your answers match with one of ours, you'll win this.
That's the sound of you checking in with your €250 hotel or restaurant voucher.
Ooh. Get choosing from some of the finest across Ireland.
You'll be spoiled for choice.
You deserve it all.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy. Restaurant?
Restaurant.
Oh, AI Brendan, very into
ooh la la,
the
darling.
Fine dining. Ooh la la is right. Kerri-Anne's in Coolock. Good morning, Kerri-Anne. You're on 98FM. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're good. Kerri-Anne, you're on the school run this morning. Who do you have in the car with you?
I have Ollie and Miles.
Ollie and Miles, good morning. What school are the guys in, Kerri-Anne?
They're in the Poland Educate Together in Balmain. Oh, not Balmain, Baldoyle.
Fabulous stuff. And do you guys play every morning in the car on the way to school?
We do, yeah.
How do you normally do when you listen along?
Sometimes three, but not always.
Ooh, sometimes three?
Same as us, Kerri-Anne.
Great to hear it. Okay, Kerri-Anne, have Ollie and Miles helped with deciding who you're going to play with this morning?
Yes, they want to play with you, Brandon.
Yay, Brandon!
Oh, guys, thank you so much. It's been ages. I'm off to the soundproof booth.
Thrilled. Bye now, Brendan. Kerri-Anne cannot believe it. He's not been in that booth for quite some time. Right, let's get down to business and try and get a match this morning to win that fab prize. Yeah. Your first word this morning is cream.
Cake.
Cream cake, delicious. Your second word is rock.
Scissors. Oh, the game, like rock, scissors.
Rock and scissors. And your third word is cool.
Cool, is that what you said?
Cool,
C-O-O-L. Cool.
Did you say cool school?
No, cool dude.
Oh, cool dude. Very good. So we have cream cake, rock, scissors and cool dude. Kerri-Anne and company in Coolock. Are you happy to lock in those three words?
Yeah, sure, go on.
Oh, go on. We're locking them in. And Brendan is running back from the soundproof booth. Here he is.
Hello.
Well, you've not been in for a while.
I haven't been in for a while.
It?
The soundproof booth has moved location. Oh, it's been so long.
It's because of the renovations going on here at 98FM HQ.
Lovely. I was going to say, it's a bit dusty.
Out of 5 stars, how would you rate the booth this morning?
I'd give it a sensible 3.
Okay, very good. Right, Brendan, time for Matchy Matchy. Your first word this morning, cream.
Oh, I'm between two. Cake.
Cream cake. Second word, rock.
Hard.
Rock hard. And your third word is cool.
Why are you laughing?
Cool.
Cool. Cool pop.
Cool pop. Brendan, have you got a matchy matchy this morning with Kerri-Anne in Coolock?
Sorry.
You both said cream cake.
Did we? I was going to say cream slice.
You
I was so
cannot
close.
Beat a cream cake. Fresh cream.
I'm not into them personally.
It's terrible, Brendan. Yes. Try one. After rock, Kerri-Anne said scissors and then cool dude.
Ah, very good. Cool dude.
It wasn't to be, but we're going to send you guys out some goodies and thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Kerry Ann, Ollie and Miles, thank you for giving me a chance in the soundproof booth. Have a great day.
No, you're
cheers,
welcome.
Guys.
Bye.
Bye. Cream cake.
I really don't like cream cakes.
Brendan.
No, I have a thing kind of like against them.
Yeah, I find that very upsetting.
Like an eclair. It's the texture.
I would do anything for an eclair.
Well, you know that
if you'd like cream. To play Matchy Matchy tomorrow, WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98 98 98.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.